And welcome in now to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, once again, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, thanks for covering us as always, and we appreciate you guys.
Well, last week, a really close game, a lot of opportunities for your team to try to pull off the victory. It just didn't quite come to fruition there for you.
Yeah, you know, we took a look at that game, and, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we need to finish offensively. I thought our defense just played tremendous, and those are the type of games we want. We just want a chance to win it at the end. Our defense gave us every opportunity, but we need to finish some drives and keep the penalties to a minimum. We had a couple penalties that, you know, really killed us. You know, a third and two is what we want, and if we jump off sides, third and seven is not good for us.
Early in the game, neither team really seemed to get a hold of anything offensively. It was the defenses that were the story on both sides of the football. But your team was the first team to put together a good drive. You went 17 plays. You ended up having to kick a field goal at the end of it. You had a couple of opportunities to maybe punch it in for the score. But it seemed like that was kind of the theme of the night. There were one or two drives where you really got things going, but at the end of the day, you didn't get as many points on the board as you would have liked to.
No, you know, and, you know, that's something that with our football team and kind of, you know, the first 2 weeks here, you know, we haven't put a ton of emphasis on, you know, the red zone area. We've been, you know, building kind of from the bottom up, and, you know, that's a little bit on me, but that was never really part of the game plan. And now, you know, that's where we're at. So that's good to know, and that's why we play games.
And we talked about this after the game, but one of those key moments was when the second half started. You guys came out, had a really long drive, 18 plays. You end up turning it over on downs and not getting any points out of that drive. They got the ball back and then just went a few plays, seven plays, and put it into the end zone. So a big switch in momentum in the game there.
Yeah, it was a huge switch of momentum, but that's the game of football. We talk to our kids about that and, you know, overcoming adversity and being ready for those. You know, when we turn the ball over, we have to, you know, shore things up on defense and be ready to go. You know, but for the most part, I don't put that on our defense. You know, they just played tremendous all night. We did miss about four tackles on that one play. You know, that'd be the one thing that we did talk to our defense about. But overall, real pleased as we were shuffling some guys in, too, at that point in the game.
Yeah, that was the other thing we kind of touched on after the game, too. Your defense played really well, but there were those few moments where you missed the one-on-one tackling plays. And it only takes one play to get that touchdown on the board, and that's ended up all they needed. So it just seemed like that happened a little bit more frequently in the second half than it did in the first half. But, of course, you know, your defense spent a lot of time on the field, too.
Yeah, you know, we put a lot of pressure on our defense, and, you know, we had some guys go down, and we had some new bodies in there. Of course, they're fresh, but, you know, it's the first time some of those guys saw the lights on Friday night, and, you know, we can live with that, though. I mean, our guys played hard and the whole game, and that's something we've been preaching over and over since the beginning of fall camp. We can live with mistakes, but as long as you're going hard, you know, that's what we want.
And at the end of the game, there were a few of those mental mistake situations as well. There was an opportunity where you're going to get the ball back with a little over 3 minutes left. You had gotten really close to blocking a punt all night, and you have a player that gets close to doing that but ends up running into the punter and gives them a chance to run a little bit more time off the clock. It's just one of those unfortunate situations.
Yeah, you know, critical point in the game, but, you know, our kid's going hard. Trying to make a play, you know, our defense, I'm sure they were frustrated with us offensively and special teams there. And we've talked about trying to score on special teams. So our kid goes hard, ends up running into the punter. But, you know, it's a whole different ball game, too, if we punch some of those drives in earlier on.
Well, and I guess what do you adjust this week offensively to try to get some things more consistently going down the field for your team?
Well, we've made a few personnel changes. We moved a couple guys out onto the perimeter trying to look for some big plays. We've also had to kind of reshuffle our offensive line. Our team leader, Zach Stork, went down with a couple shoulder injuries. I think he's pretty much done for the year. So we've had to shuffle some guys in there for him, both offensively and defensively. And then we've had a couple guys sick on the offensive line. So our offensive line has had, you know, we've got about three out of the five that are in kind of some new positions. So hopefully At the end of the day here, we'll just be down Zach when those guys get back.
Well, and when you're dealing with issues like that, and of course you've got a young team, some new guys already filtering in up front there, it's tough to get everybody on the same page and really be able to open up the playbook, and that's going to be a struggle here as you're shuffling new guys in as well.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it simple for them, and the biggest thing this week is focusing a little bit more on throwing the football, getting it downfield, hoping to open up some big plays for us offensively. So with the passing game, our O-line, our protection has always remained the same. So whether they're playing at the JV level or at the varsity level, it's going to be the same thing. And same way with the run game, we want to do everything the same. So when somebody does get hurt, we can just put somebody in, and they should be ready to go.
Well, you're turning your attention as well to another opponent here this week. What have you been able to gather from Dennis and Schleswig, and what do you expect from them?
Well, they're 1-1 also. They're trying to find their identity, too, a little bit similar to us. So we think that they're going to come out and try to run the ball, and if they do that, we're going to be in trouble. So we focused a lot on stopping the run. And then they also like to sling it around a little bit. So our secondary is really going to be tested this week. Great, they got a real nice quarterback in the Weavers kid, and he can hurt you both with his feet and with his arm. So it's going to be another tough test defensively. Offensively, it's going to be more of the same. We want to get we're going to grind it out 4 or 5 yards of play and then try to pop a big one. And special teams have got to be solid as well. I've been real impressed with their team speed, so we're going to have to try and match that.
And I thought last week, especially early in the game, that was something that your team did really well, was containing the edge. Shenandoah is a team that likes to run the option and get some kind of jet sweeps on the outside there. They had some success with it later in the game, but early on I thought your recognition was really good and you got there.
Yeah, we run pursuit drill a lot in practice, and even when we're running scout team offense against our defense, we expect all 11 guys around the football, and that breeds good things too. If the ball pops out, we got guys there to jump on it, or we can strip and punch that ball out. So we're working for turnovers again, but as far as the edge play, we've been pretty good. I think they're going to come right at us up the middle. So another test again for our D tackles too.
Well, you talk a little bit about turnovers. I don't want to go back and harp on the last game too much, but there was a really unique situation where a couple of players came down with the football at the same time with Chase Mullinex out there on a receiver, and something you don't see very often, and they called it the tie, and it ends up going to the offense. Have you seen many situations like that in your career?
No, I haven't. It was right on our sideline. I thought Chase went up and high pointed the ball, got it at its highest point, even though the kid had his hands on it. As an official of other sports, I probably would have ruled it the other way, but I'm a little biased. I was a little upset with how long it took. You just make a call and move on. But, they had to get together and try to get it right. And we just move on from there. So, whether it went for us or against us, that's immaterial. We got to play on.
Yeah, you learn how to deal with those situations, and something obviously that's unique that comes up, and your team's going to have plenty of opportunities, it sounds like, to be tested back there once again here this week. So get used to those situations, be able to go to the next play. This week also is unique in the fact that, of course, it's homecoming week. There's those few extra distractions out there. Kids are worried about some other things as well. It's always the old, cliche, how do you keep your guys focused on the task at hand? Have you had many issues with that here with this team this week?
No, we support all our school events, homecoming, whatever it happens to be. We want our kids involved in that. So I've been pleased with, our focus at practice. The one thing that, that's kind of on me and our coaching staff a little bit is on Tuesday we weren't very good defensively as far as our scheme. So Wednesday, we tried to put a little too much in. And Wednesday we just decided we're going to play our base defense and just go play some football. So been happy with our kids as far as turning the corner that way. We were confused Tuesday, and then Wednesday we just said we're going to line up and play football. So I really like how our defense looked on Wednesday.
Well, and of course, it's I'm sure fun for the kids as well. You know, it's an opportunity to go out there. You expect a good supporting crowd at homecoming, a little maybe a few extra fans that show up in the stands that maybe normally wouldn't on a Friday night, and you got a little extra of that pride in your belly. You want to, you know, show people what Atlantic football is all about, and hopefully they take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, we're just hoping to, you know, play hard. And I think that's what everybody wants to see. And, you know, you play hard, you do the right things. It's similar in life. You're going to be successful. And that's what we preach to our kids. You know, I'm sure there's some reunions coming back. You know, we want to put a good showing on for them. So I think that'll happen.
And we always kind of end on this note asking you, you know, what do you want to see from your team, you know, improving from last week to this week? I think you've seen a little bit of that each week as you moved along, but obviously going to be some changes made offensively, and you got some holes now to fill defensively. So what are you expecting here?
Well, our goals this week, one of our goals is pressure. You know, their defense is going to put a lot of pressure as far as blitzing to our offense, and how do we handle that? So I'm anxious to see how our offensive line, even though there's some new guys in there, handle that as well as adversity. That was our second goal this week is, you know, when things go bad, you know, how are we going to react? And last week I was pleased, even though they scored on us, you know, our defense, you know, rose to the occasion again and gave us again a couple more opportunities. So, and the third thing is, you know, we've got to finish. We got to finish some drives, and you know, when we get down the red zone, it's got to be go time.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving some time once again here this week, and good luck to you, and we'll look forward to speaking again next week.
Yeah, hey, thanks.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview this week here on KJN.